Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
I don't know if you know this, Arcan, but we got some preseason football taking place tonight.
Yeah, buddy.
So that means we've got a lot of NFL news outside of the Patriots, and I want to give you two big injury news. It started earlier today. Rashawn Slater, torn patella tendon, out for the year for the Chargers, and then earlier tonight in their preseason debut, Anthony Richardson has a finger injury and he left the game. What do you think about those two injury developments? What do they do if it's long-term, obviously Richardson's case, for the Colts and for the Chargers?
Well, I think for the Colts, that could be a blessing in disguise because Anthony Richardson does suck. I mean, I don't think he's really an NFL player, being honest here. That was a bad draft pick. He is way over his head. He had to take plays off last year because he was too tired after a long run. You know, like I don't think he's cut out for the NFL. And getting injured in the first preseason game with like a pinky injury, I think it was, right? He injured his pinky. Justin Fields going down with that stubbed toe the other day. Like, you know, I just feel like these are bad signs when that type of thing is happening. But for the Colts, I think that who's their backup? Daniel Jones, I want to say. So, you know, he's been dying for another shot. I think he's easily going to get it this year, and he'll probably be a better leader on that team than Anthony Richardson. And I remember that game, that Colts game with the Patriots last year. That was a brutal game. That was one of the worst losses I've ever seen with the Patriots last year. With Alec Pierce and the way they blew that game, oh, that was awful. But I think, you do have some talent on that roster. That's not a bad offense. You got a great running back, and you have some wide receivers there that I would love to see on the Patriots. So Richardson going down, I think, could actually help the Colts. I hate to say it. The Chargers, though, losing Slater. I mean, that's a Pro Bowl left tackle right there. That's a big loss. Losing any starting left tackle is a major loss. But when you lose a guy like him, that's pretty bad. He's going to have surgery. He's going to go on injured reserve. He's probably done for the year. Is he definitely done for the year? Do we know that for sure? Do they think they may have a chance of him coming back in like the playoffs?
I mean, it's a patella tendon. That's the same injury that Tristan Casas had earlier, and they ruled him out for the year.
Yeah, and he just signed a big extension like 2 weeks ago, did Slater. So, yeah, that's tough for them. But, listen, I mean, that's the NFL. It's the way it works. You have to start, at the very least, in your mind, there's a very small window of time where you can start thinking about what your favorite team is going to look like and what the roster is going to look like before the harsh reality of injuries takes over and shapes it for you. So enjoy these moments here, Patriots fans, because you never know exactly when a piano is going to drop on you like it did for the Chargers here.
Not really injury news in the NFL, but another player is looking for a restructured contract. That would be one Cameron Hayward from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's got 2 years remaining on his contract, 14, nearly 15, and 13 and a half. But he's looking for more. He declined to do interviews after a press conference, according to his representative, and he didn't dress for Thursday's practice. So sort of a two-parter here for you. What will the Steelers look like without Hayward? And if he wants a new deal, what kind of contract should he get?
He's 36, so he shouldn't get much of a contract. You know, like 36 years old. I'm not sure exactly what he thinks he's holding out for, or who he thinks he is, or how old he thinks he is. But you know, when you're a 36 year old, and he's a good player. It's not like he's not. But you know, what is he, all pro, 4-time all pro? I think I read that today. That's not a small thing. But you're a 36 year old defensive lineman guy. Like, come on, you want to tear up your contract? I mean, I know he's waiting to restructure. And that's usually what happens with older players late in their careers, but it's not restructured generally to give them more money. It's restructured, hey, we need some help on this team, and we're going to restructure you here and defer some money, and hopefully you retire before we have to pay it out to you. It's usually, that's how it goes with the Patriots. I don't know about in other places. But, yeah, 2 years remaining on his contract at $14.75 and $13.45. The roster bonus, you said, would be has been earned already. It'll be paid out over the course of the season, and another $14.5 in 2026. I think, you know, this is sort of a unusual situation here, because you usually don't see guys that age putting up stinks like this. But, hey, you know, whatever unfortunate things befall the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm not going to sit here and cry about. He's been on that team a long time. He feels like he's owed something, and he probably is. But, listen, you know, it's the NFL. They'll kick you right to the curb. And he's playing with fire a little bit here. He's not a guy, though, that if they do kick him to the curb, he's going to get picked up by someone, like, immediately, I would think, and bounce around a little bit. Like, Washington just cut Bobby Wagner in the offseason. I don't know if did Wagner get picked up? I think he did. But, you know, these veteran defensive players, like, there's roles for them on defenses all throughout the NFL. So if a team, you know, if the Steelers, they can't come to an agreement, there's someone out there that'll pay him, maybe not exactly what he wants, but more than he's getting from the Steelers, or maybe close to what he's getting from the Steelers, and he looks at that as, you know, well, in your face, I'm going to go to this new place. Where's Wagner?
Sorry, I didn't know you were asking the question there. I'm not sure exactly where Wagner got picked up, but I know he's not retired. I know that. I want to say maybe he's in Vegas. He's back with Pete Carroll, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So while you figure that out, I'll give you the last one here I got for you. Are you familiar with the epidemic going on right now in the WNBA?
Oh, he re-signed with the Commanders. Oh. A one-year contract extension, my bad.
Okay,
I am aware of what's happening in the WNBA.
Yes, so for those that don't know, there have been three separate incidents of sex toys being launched onto the court.
Marital AIDS, I believe, is what they're called.
The most recent one actually made, I don't know if it hit or if it like sort of rolled next to one of the Sparks players or whatever. But this is, I say it's an epidemic. There are some that think it's very funny, some who take it a little too seriously. What are your thoughts on these now three separate incidents of sex toys being thrown onto courts at WNBA games?
Didn't they arrest some kid? I think they did.
The very first one, I'm pretty sure they arrested and they banned the kid.
All right, so I saw a mugshot of a guy today who looks like the kind of guy that would sneak a dildo into a... do a sporting event and throw it on the court. Like, he seemed like, he looked like he'd be that kind of person. Yeah, so he was arrested and is, let me see. It's a kid named, I don't know, something Lopez. Caden Lopez, 18 years old. It's 18-year-old kids buying a lot of dildos. Video footage shows him sitting in his seat. He retrieves the marital aid from his sweater front pocket. His sweater front pocket. Oh, like a hoodie maybe? I don't know. And then throws it forward. He then stands up and leaves the area. It's like a hit and run. A witness who volunteers in the arena said they followed Lopez, tackled him as he tried to leave, and waited for police to arrive. The victim was interviewed. He stated he was watching the WNBA game with his 9-year-old niece. Something hit his back and then fell to the ground next to him. He realized it was a dildo, and he decided to press charges. That sounds like only one of them, though. Two got launched in that arena. Only one of them made it onto the court. The other fell short. There was almost a fourth, I guess. But this was the epidemic you're describing happened in different games, right? It wasn't all in just one game.
Right. It was different games, different days.
So here's my thought on this. It was funny when the Bills fans did that at the, you know, when they threw that on the field. I thought that was pretty funny. Then it happened again. It wasn't funny anymore. The first time it was funny. Second time it wasn't as funny. Now, in this scenario, you're throwing it at women, which I think has a different connotation than throwing it on the field that men are playing on. I don't know exactly why that is, but I do think there's a different connotation there, especially, you know, I just think that that's in the society that we live in right now, everything's supposed to be equal all the time. I do think there's a difference throwing that sex object at women as opposed to throwing it on the field that men are playing on. I do think there's a difference there. I'm not going to go out of my way to ignore it. But I do think even with that difference, one time is funny. After that, it's not funny anymore. And that was the same thing in Buffalo. The first one was funny in Buffalo. After that, it was like, okay, guys, we get it. First time, very funny. You may not think the first time was funny here with the WNBA thing. I'm not going to tell you and judge you on what you think is funny or not funny. I'm not going to sit here and sit in judgment on that. But I will say that my main takeaway is one time, funny. Anytime after that, beating it to death. And that even with a dildo, you can do that. And that is my final thought on the WNBA marital aid epidemic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Honestly, I'm not sure how to transition off of that. He didn't give me really a lot to work with. But I kind of want
to... You're the one who set up the dildo question.
I know.
You know? Don't yell at me like it's my fault.
I know. I probably should... I'm saying I should have thought of it ahead of time, you know, before we got into this. But
yeah, you can transition out of that however you want to. I'll sit aside.
Okay. So what I would love to talk about are the Patriots. Because I'm doing a lot of socks. I kind of want to back off of that. I feel like I need to give a nice little football take. So my eyes... obviously, are focused on preseason game number one, obviously, Patriots and Commanders. And everyone's going to want to make this big declaration about, oh, this offense looks so much better, but this is the preseason. Let's keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you that from everything we have seen in practice, the good days, even the bad days, where Drake May has thrown a lot of interceptions, where receivers have been not been able to catch Drake May's passes, where the defense has looked very lackluster. I'm here to tell you that this season is going to be different. Now, I don't know if they're going to win a ton of games. I still have that benchmark at 8-9 max. Mm-hmm. And if they get 10, that's an overachievement. But I think it's a different to be a team that sucks but not be entertaining, like the Jerod Mayo team of last year. That was not entertaining.
Sucked
at
and we're
all.
Not entertaining. Yeah.
Exactly.
The team before that, the year before that,
yeah,
sucked and was
pretty,
not entertaining.
Pretty much, like, you could even go to 2022, even though, you know, mm-hmm. we mentioned it before when it was Patricia and Judge. They were still competitive, you know, and had that sliver.
Better than the O'Brien team.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Had a sliver of a chance to make the playoffs until those last couple of weeks where they went 8-9 or whatever it is. But I am here to say that regardless of how this team does, if they are sub-500, if they are squeaking out into the playoff spots, this is going to be an entertaining football team. Drake May has already proved himself to be a very likable player. he will evolve into the leader that everyone hopes he is. You've got Mike Vrabel, who's that perfect mix of a hard-nosed coach, but also gets along with the players very well. You have Josh McDaniels. The offense is going to look 10 times better than it was with Alex Van Pelt, who's very conservative, and then Patricia and Judge, who didn't know what the heck they were doing. So, bottom line, the Patriots,
yeah,
from
give me the take here.
From the entertainment
take.
Standpoint,
yes,
will be the best team that you have seen in the last five seasons.
The most entertaining team in the last 5 years will be this Patriots team this year.
Yes, and this is
since
including
Cam Newton, since yes, the Cam Newton year.
Exactly.
Since
pretty
Brady
much
left.
Pretty much post Tom Brady, this will be the most entertaining Patriots team you will watch all season long.
All right. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. There's Joe Braverman. That was the producer's take of the night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.